From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Lawmakers serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee are expected to hear a measure tomorrow aimed at repealing Colorado's death penalty. 91.5 KRCC's Binta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democrats have tried three times in the last decade to repeal the death penalty. Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman is the main sponsor of this year's measure, and even if it won't pass the Republican-controlled Senate, she says she wants to at least have the discussion. The proposal would impact cases for crimes committed after July 2017. Advocates say the death penalty is unfairly applied, ineffective, ethically wrong, and inconsistent. The issue largely falls along party lines with a few exceptions. Last year, one Republican joined with Democrats to defeat a bill that would have made it easier to impose the death penalty by not requiring a jury's unanimous consent. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
273 people in Colorado were arrested over Super Bowl weekend for impaired driving. That's down from the year before. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the highest number of arrests came in Aurora, with the Colorado Springs Police Department recording the second most at 28. In Pueblo, the police department and sheriff's office recorded a total of 5 arrests. The targeted enforcement period ran February 3rd through 6th. The next is scheduled for a 10-day period around St. Patrick's Day in March. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.